Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. As always, if you are regular, then you know that this is not serious time. It's comedy time. If you are new, well, at least now you know that if you are waiting for, if you tuned in to listen to something serious, you may want to, if you like to listen to serious conversations, more like serious radio programs, ones that gets your blood boiling with anger, tune in any other time but 9:30 to 11. Because if you tune in from 9:30 to 11, all I do here is just jokes. That's all. That's all. Now that we have that out of the way, I know that, now that we have, gotten the disclaimer out of the way, if you are listening to the disclaimer and then go ahead and start taking things personal and start taking things serious and you end up with a heart attack, you can't blame Helmut or Eagle FM. You know, the only person you're gonna blame is you. So, moving on. You know, last week, my second wife and I, if you are new, relax, just give it time. You're gonna understand, how things are done here or at Eagle FM, especially from 9:30 to 11 with yours truly here, Honorable Igwe, His Royal Majesty, His Royal Highness, coming to you all the way from Kavango East, your homeboy. Man, where'd that come from? But anyway, there's something, last week my second wife and I were talking about, more like culture and traditions and, culture and traditions and, our shows for Thursday and Friday here on Home Run with Dwight. We also talked about something about the preservation of African culture and African traditions and something like that. And, it got me thinking on my way home, there are a lot of things that we believe in our cultures and traditions that we hold very dear to our hearts, some of which I started poking holes through because I'm a comedian. I have more questions than answers, which is what makes comedians comedians. We never stop thinking. Now, one of those things, one of those questions that ran through my mind, at least the clean ones that I can share with you without making Karen very angry and putting my salary on the line, which, believe me, I'm never doing that because my salary and I, we are very tight. Well, for one, because, if it wasn't for that tight relationship between my salary and I, my landlord and I will not have a very good relationship. So, with that, do you relocate to Nekongo? Nekongo? Don't make me call my grandma to send you a lightning. The interesting thing is I've only been in Kahanjapak like 3 times. I think I can count. I don't know. One of the reasons why I don't want to relocate to, I'm a Kavango. The reason, Kahanjapak is this place that's known it's basically, how do I put this? It's a little Kavango in the middle of Windhoek. That's what Kahanjapak is known for. The reason why I don't want to relocate there is my fear is I will end up forgetting my English because, you just have a lot of gappy now going on there. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my language. Speaking of which, let me come back to my topic at hand. One question that was running through my mind about some of our traditional beliefs, last week was, and basically throughout the weekend, some of these things that we believe though, they're really, really interesting to think about. Take, for example, we're told that don't laugh at someone's condition because, the more you laugh at someone's condition, the more you increase the chances of you finding yourself in that condition. Don't laugh at someone who is, take, for example, who is crippled. Don't laugh at someone who is unemployed. Don't laugh at someone who is poor because you'll also find yourself in that condition. And at this point, I'm thinking, does that work though? Because I don't think it does. Because for a very long time, ever since I was introduced to the name Franz Indongo, I've been laughing at that guy day in, day out. I'm still broke. I'm, you know, at this point, I'm just questioning the whole belief of don't laugh at someone's condition. I don't even have a car. I've been laughing at the guy that sells cars. And also, you know, just between you and me, the owner of this radio station, John Walenga, I've been laughing at that guy day in, every time he come here with his very fancy Lexus SUV, I laugh at him, I laugh at his car, I'm still broke. So clearly, you know, in some situations, this belief doesn't work. So, unless you tell me that, if you laugh at someone's bad conditions, it will happen to you. But if you laugh at someone's good conditions, it doesn't happen to you. At this point, it's not the condition. I'm gonna go with witchcraft. Because, well, seriously, you, like, how else do you explain it? When the Fisherod guys were bawling, I was laughing at those guys. We had no idea. If it wasn't for Al Jazeera, we never would have found out. But I was laughing at those guys at their very fancy trips and their very nice cars. I was laughing at them. To this day, I can't even afford an iPhone with two SIM cards. And now, I'm told I can't laugh at them in the condition they are now because, well, I will also be arrested for corruption. I was like, yeah, no. We both know that's not happening. Because, well, for one, I don't think I'm going to find myself in the high-ranking public office position they were. Well, that's before they fell from grace. More like thrown under the bus. But anyway. So, all I'm just saying is, I think some of these, traditional beliefs needs to be, how to put this, need to be edited. We need to edit, you know, a few of them here and there. One of those things that led me to that overthinking direction was, my second wife and I were sitting here and, well, for those of you that were listening, I think that was Thursday or Friday. She pointed out that, we're just talking and the conversation went in the direction of, just me being a guy and very curious. So I asked my second wife, I have two, you're welcome. Real African man. Oh dear. Someone out there is going, oh my God, man, all men are pigs, man. You know, the very same, the very same people that like to say all men are pigs, they like to have bacon and sausage for breakfast. What kind of hypocrisy is that? Now, anyway, the direction, now the conversation went in the direction of, of dating. And I ended up asking her that, as a girl, if you crush, okay, first of all, one, do you guys also crush, do ladies also crush on guys? Something a lot of my colleagues told me, yeah, we do. And then that led to my next question. Like, okay, if you have, you know, as a girl, you have a crush on a guy, do you tell him that you have a crush on him? Or you just cross your fingers because of society and hope that, you know, he asks you out and, you know, maybe just throw hints here and there. By the way, ladies, you are terrible at throwing hints. Terrible, so bad. That's problem number one. Problem number two, we are terrible at picking up hints. So bad. Now, you see, that's why hints never work with us. So, believe me, this goes for every straight guy. If you like him, lay it down. That's a poor choice of words. Actually, an interesting choice of word, which aligns with the topic. Explain it to him like a kindergarten, like you were explaining, you know, finger painting to a kindergarten child. That's how you should explain it. If you just make it one of those things of, breadcrumbs here and there, Marie's just gonna walk around it, on it, and then when you finally, okay, maybe one, you know, when his lady friends will explain it to him, like, hang on a second. That's what she was doing? Now, let me explain. For those of you that have seen the TV show, The Nanny, then you know that two of my favorite characters in that TV show is, is Cissy Babcock, Maxwell, the main character guy, the widow. Cissy Babcock is a business partner, the lady. Well, smoking hot. Now, Maxwell has a butler. You know, Niles. The thing about Niles is, he's a comedian. And then it turns out from season one to season four, actually season one to season four, season five. Yeah, I think it says four seasons. Niles is flirting. His flirting skills. Holy cow. Made me go like, you know what? Ladies, please feel pity for us. If you like us, you are going to have to explain to us like you are, you know, explaining 1 + 1 = 2 to a kindergarten child. Because we are never going to pick up breadcrumbs. Never going to pick up breadcrumbs. It, you know, that's actually one of the reasons why one of the main, you know, one of the main stereotypes about my gender, especially those of us that play video games, is that we'll be standing in front of the fridge asking you, honey, where's the tomato sauce? The tomato sauce is right in front of us. That's when you come. That's one thing that I think God created us to annoy you guys. More like it's the other way around. But anyway, it depends on the circumstance. Now, the very same person that's looking for a tomato sauce for 30 minutes that's in front of him, watch him play video games. And he's talking to his homies. Sniper under the tree, 500 meters ahead of us. And he, my girlfriend usually go, well, where is the sniper? I'm like, honey, there is the sniper. That's in video games. But in the fridge and in the bedroom, terrible at finding, but anyway, let's focus on things that will not get yours truly here fired. So, Zambezi region, bravo, congratulations. For the next topic, I'm both thrilled and flabbergasted or flabbergasted? Which one? For those of you that went to private school, that English word, is it flabbergasted or flabbergasted? Whichever it is. This story coming out of the Zambezi region is one that is, that's getting me, it's giving me mixed feelings. Let's go through it now, shall we? I love this one because it's on Paul Snow's Facebook page. Actually, anti-corruption. Now, for me, Paul Snow, anti-corruption, same WhatsApp group. Now, three in court over 4.2 million drought relief corruption case. Now, I want you to listen to the names. I have to call some of my Zambezian friends because one of these names sounds very familiar. It sounds very familiar. This, hot girl I had a crush on. That's her last name. Hope it's not the relatives. But anyway, if it's the relatives, hey, I'm going back to to crushing because 4.2 million, that's a lot of reasons to crush. Anyway, Jimmy Smata, regional field coordinator at Zambezi Regional Council, and Grodina Liswaniso and Gurion Siseho. Now, those are all Zambezian names. Look, usually when it comes to corruption cases, I'm expecting an Angolo to be somewhere there, Tuyapamwe, something. It turns out this one, everyone is going, ha! You all thought it was just us. Now, well, here's the thing. Okay, we'll get to that now. It seems to me that look, corruption is such a dirty word. I don't like to use the word corruption. That's because I'm definitely not planning on being corrupt anytime soon, which is why I like to tell people that I'm never going to be called. I can never be bribed. If you don't believe me, just try it. I can't be bribed. Not with money, not with cars, not with cell phones, especially the, ROG Phone 5 Ultimate and or the Sony Xperia back four, you know, or the, you know, not even, you can't even bribe me with, you can't bribe me with any laptop, not even in Alienware, Area 51. You can never bribe me with any of those. You can't bribe me with a Vrupar. You can never do that. Not even with a Nissan R34 Skyline. You can never bribe me with any of those things. If you don't believe me, just try it. Moving on. Let's go back to Zambezi. The three mentioned names, members of the, Kula Maula trading. Maula Mills appeared in the Katema Mlilo Magistrate Court on Friday, 16 May 2025. They were arrested by the ACC for their alleged corruption in a 4.2 million drought relief corruption case. Now, just to put in mind that assumed innocent until proven guilty, allegation, alleged blah, 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 you throw those words in there to be politically correct. I didn't make up the language. I just follow the garbage. Now, the trio is accused of faking documents to claim they delivered over 20,000 bags of maize, which were never delivered. Now, the payment was made by the Office of the Prime Minister under the Drought Relief Program. An ACC investigation also found the contract was fraudulently secured using forged documents and allegedly received... Now, you just have to understand just how good you have to be at faking documents to pull off that. I mean, Namibians, I didn't see that in us, but... Oh, we're good. We are good. Now, here's the thing. One of the accused here, Mr. Jimmy Smata, the regional field coordinator of the Zambezi Regional Council, is said to have received 350,000 in kickback, you know, for his role in that, Operation Drought Relief Money. Now, the three right now are in custody and their case is postponed to the 19th of May. Oh, today. To the 19th of May for bail proceeding. ACC thanks the Namibian police, particularly the asset recovery unit. That I did not know. I didn't know that we have an asset recovery unit. I lost my phone in Havana. Asset recovery unit. Chop, chop. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Go recover my asset now. But anyway, that's a unit of the police that at least I didn't know until yesterday that it exists. Asset recovery unit, for their ongoing support to work for the, commission, ACC, and urges the public to report corruption. Snitch. It's not, well, okay. Let me explain something. What's the difference between snitching and reporting? Snitching is the language that's used by people that participated in an activity that led to them getting arrested. It's called snitching. Reporting means you didn't, you know, you are coming from the not benefiting side. If you are coming from the benefiting side, it's snitching. If you are coming from the not benefiting side, it's reporting. You're welcome. If you look at what Bro Stevenson did to the Fish Road guys. Now, see, that was snitching. Now, if it was an independent third party operating outside the Fish Road conglomerate, decided to just pick the first word that comes to my mind. Outside of the Fish Road conglomerate, if it was you and me Al Jazeera, what Al Jazeera did was reporting. What Stevenson did was snitching. See, but it's all about exposing corruption. It's not corruption. No, throw in a French word. You know, when that whole story of of two gentlemen, both of them Namibian, I'm not going to mention any names. When that story of two gentlemen, both of them Namibian, came out. Of a father-in-law, every straight guy's father-in-law, dream father-in-law, Believe me, your boyfriend, your husband is not going to tell you that. But deep inside, he's yearning to have a father-in-law like that. But anyway, why are you praising this father-in-law? What type of father-in-law was this? This was a legend. One of those legends that are born once every million years. This father-in-law took out his son-in-law, flew him out of the country, and then they went to, I'm told, the country was Japan. And then he was like, you know what, son-in-law, what happens in Japan stays in Japan. Now, here's how things are gonna go. I'm married, and you are my son-in-law because, well, you're married to my daughter. But we'll see when we are here, what happens here stays here. I'm going to get myself a Kamboroto, and I'm going to get you one. Now, I still maintain that homeboy did that for two reasons. One, because he loves his son-in-law so, so dearly. Or two, he just didn't want his son-in-law snitching upon him. Because if I have debt on you, you can't expose my debt. Now, if you ask me, that was a genius move. Now, moving on. Why are you praising this son-in-law? This father-in-law. Well, it's the country that I found fascinating. The country that story is, that story is, okay. I was told the country that story took place in was Japan. It wasn't until this weekend when I realized just why Japan. It turns out Japan has something called love hotels. Now, I'm not going to explain what those are for two reasons. Why, that's not how I forfeit my salary. Two, that's not how I get fired. Three, look, I love my job. It all boils down to salary. But the point is, I also don't want to traumatize you. You can Google it and then traumatize yourself. Now, let's give it a minute now, shall we? Let's just open the nearest, browser you can find on your phone and type in love hotel. If the Japan is not popping out automatically, please add that in. You're welcome. What are love hotels? Love hotels, also known as, I can't read that because it's Japanese, a short stay hotel designed for couples seeking privacy and comfort. Now, that privacy and comfort is just the surface of the internet being politically correct. Which is why I said, well, look it up yourself so you can traumatize yourself so you don't have to blame me. Newsflash, no one is getting murdered. More like very close to it. But no one is getting murdered. So there's no bloodbath. There's no any type of torture going on there. Although there is a type of torture going on, but it's not the torture that you think. It's not the Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo Bay torture. This is a whole different type of torture. They have the equipments of that specific torture. At this point, I started asking myself one question. Oh yeah, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And so I started asking myself, what were these guys up to? This son-in-law and father-in-law in Japan, a country that until this weekend, I had no idea there was such a thing as Love Hotel. Turns out, Love Hotels. Have you seen 50 Shades of Grey in real life? You're welcome.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Welcome back. The time is 10 o'clock on the dot. Let's put the all that above hotel thing at bay. And let's also look at what else is coming out of, you know, what else is coming out of, you know, what else is coming out of Japan in that, you know, in that very same subject. And then we can come back again to anti-corruption because, well, there's another one here. Man, I keep being blessed. This is why I like Mondays, because during the weekend, a lot of things take place. And, well, I just enjoy it. I know. Now, moving on. Okay, look. One of the topics that's trending in Japan right now, thanks to social media now we know this, is something called single tax. Let me explain. Single tax. It seems like, now, I'm not sure how true that is, but then again, it's something that I did not know that, you know, it's being practiced by a lot of governments called, you know, something called single tax. What, see, single tax is exactly what it sounds like. It's the government literally passing pieces of legislation or passing a law to tax people for being single. Let that sink in. At this point, if you did not know about this, you're asking yourself, I know where that is true. There is no way that can take place. Well, it turns out it already happened in the 1900s in Argentina. Now, the thing is, it seems, well, it seems like a taxi. Look, by trying to understand just what government would pass a single tax, or what the heck is a single tax, I decided to go in knee deep. Actually, I went in neck deep to look at some of the most outrageous taxes that have been passed by governments throughout human civilization. It turns out, Peter the Great, the guy whose named after the city, the city of St. Petersburg in Russia is named after Peter the Great, one of their emperors. Now, see, that guy, it turns out, taxed the heck out of his people for having a beard. It seems to me like I'll be having a lot of taxes to pay because, well, I love my beard. But you see, in my culture, it's rude for me to keep a beard when my dad is not having a beard. Now, the difference between my dad and I is that he likes his chin clean. I like mine filthy. Now, that's a terrible, poor choice of words. But now, so Peter the Great taxed people for literally having a beard. People were paying tax for having a beard. Unbelievable. You know, the length at which the government is willing to go to make extra money is somewhat very interesting. That was, well, that was Russia. Well, the Romans, that's not surprising. Not surprising. Look, about the Romans and the Greeks, nothing shocks me about those guys. Because you have to understand, these are guys that had a god for everything. You wanna steal? There's a god there's a messenger god who is dedicated to blessing travelers and thieves. His name was Mercury in Greek mythology or Hermes in, Mercury in Roman or Hermes in Greeks, one of those two. Now, well, do you want to get drunk and go on a wild behavior spree? Oh no, we have a god for that. His name is Bacchus. You know, now that guy is gonna bless you. You want a god of, you know, romance getting, and, you know, a god of romance and getting laid? Now you will have to take Aphrodite. There you go. Bye. Now, you want a god who is very short-tempered and lives under the sea? Poseidon. There he comes. So those guys had a god for everything. You want to get drunk, there's a god for you. You want to get laid, there's a god for you. You want to steal, there's a god for you. You want to, well, kill, there's a God for you. You want to go to war, there's a mass, there's another God for you. So, this, you know, that's why there's not a lot of things that shocks me about the Romans and the Greeks. So now, coming back to today, Argentina in the 1900s passed, ladies, you may want to listen carefully. This one is where the genius of femininity came out. Like one of those very awesome stories that exposed just how creative people can be. 1900s, the government of Argentina decided to pass, a single tax. This is because their population was in decline. I wonder why. That's because, well, their population here, we are talking about, is one that is very questionable in character. Not questionable as in the one that joined them after 1945. That's a little more questionable. But in the 1900s, the government of Argentina passed something called single tax, where people, especially men, were literally fined for being single. Had to pay high taxes for being single. Now, when asked why that was the case, the government was like, well, this is just a bunch of straight guys with a lot of resources between their legs that they are not using to contribute to the country, but they are busy eating the country's resources. Who the heck do you think is going to build this country when you're behind is old? So, they decided to impose that tax on their citizens. Now, every man who was single was met with very high taxes unless they got married or they showed proof. This second part is the juicy part, or they showed proof that they proposed to a woman and she refused. And if she shows up and testify in front of the relevant authority that her hand was asked in marriage and she refused, that guy was exempted from the single tax. Right. Well, you see, there's an opportunity in everything. A lot of people started complaining, oh no, you can't do that to your, you can't do that to your people. What the heck is even a single tax? Don't do that. Women were like, well, I mean, you could whine like a little girl and no straight guy wants to be called that. That's how you use our ego against us. Now I just snitched on my gender. But anyway, ladies in Argentina were like, well, you boys could just whine. Or we could just turn this into a business model. I mean, we will be running a business called professional, and I'm not making this up, professional lady, or is it that professional men reject us? What a profession! Professional men reject us. Their sole job was, if you are a man and you don't want to get married for whatever reasons, maybe you are into other men, or just they don't want to be into any man or woman. Jesus. But anyway, what you do is you approach these ladies. And, you approach maybe their CEO or their managing director and you tell them, can I have one of your ladies to please reject me? I will pay. So what it meant was, these ladies offered a service of rejection. What they will do is, you give them a certain, you'll give them a fee and they will show up in court or any relevant authority and swear on the good book that they rejected your behind when you proposed it, when you asked it to them to marry you. And the government or the judge will be like, oh my God, you poor thing. She rejected you. Unbelievable. This gender is mean. This is mean, mean, I tell you. Now, actually, the whole single tax idea was abolished because ladies were becoming rich, because men were they rejecting people. Look, I think we should introduce that in Namibia, because you see, men and women, for the first time in the history of mankind, men and women were working hand in hand to help each other. Women to get money, men to be single. Like, you know what? That's actually where I realized that some men were like, I am never getting married. No, And some women were like, well, what are you going to do with the tax? Okay, you know what? Let's find a loophole. Now, the beauty of it is, these guys did not go to war with their government. They read the legislations and found the loopholes that they exploited to their advantage, which was genius. Professional men rejectors. What a title. One of those jobs that... Now we can't bring that to Namibia. You know, we can't bring that to Namibia because, look, if you can't... This was in the 1900s. In the 21st century, I don't think anyone would have to be paid to do that because, well, rejection is the order of the day in the 21st century. But anyway, one thing that you see there is just how awesome the society becomes when men and women begin to work together. Professional rejectors. What do you do for a living? I reject men. What? Yeah, I do. It turns out today that profession is laughable, but in Argentina 1900, that was a genuine line of work. What do you do? Okay, now I'm looking. Secretary, how does my appointment look like? You are rejecting Helmut at 3:30, and you have Dwight at 8 o'clock, and Francis Nengela at 9:15, and yeah, that's it. How about tomorrow? Tomorrow at 9:30, you are rejecting Mandume at 11 o'clock. And you have, Kanjenga Mkulu Mkanyuka at 12. And you have, TK at 3:30. And, Dwight just cancelled. He said he doesn't want to be rejected. He wants to get married. Oh, then, yeah, no, he will have to find another one. We reject, we don't get married. Y'all think Dwight is listening? Anyway. Let's take a quick break now, shall we? And we come back on the other side and take a different direction that is, more like, still on this topic. Really need to bring in a new one. Now, anyway. This whole how did I come to know about single tax? Well, rumor has it that the government of Japan, and I can't stress this enough, rumor has it that the government of Japan, come 2026 April, is planning on implementing the same thing. Now, if you did not know it, Japan is one of those countries that is, that has its population in nosedive. Like, their population is declining. It's Japan that I know of and South Korea. Now, the thing is, it may not sound like much, but, when your population is declining, that threatens your economy in a sense that, you are losing your future workforce. You're losing your future workforce. If the birth rate of your country declines, your future workforce is declining along with it. Because you need a constant supply of young people. For that to help, you need a constant supply of people getting laid. And, I know it sounds odd, but I didn't invent biology. I know, right? I can't believe, you see, just look at how the entire economy of Japan is relied on people getting laid. That's how important getting laid people is. Very, 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 very important. It may take 5 seconds of, practicing death, but, more like having a seizure. But the point is, it's very important to make sure that your population, the people in your country, can afford to make a family. Because one of the reasons why there is a decline in population across the planet, not just in Japan, especially in developed countries, is because, everything is expensive, Baba. every time I go shopping, I walk into the baby milk formula aisle, I end up buying condoms. It's because I'm just looking at the price of the baby milk formula. I'm like, all right, $80, $300, $80, $300. Right, $80. Bye bye. Now, is it? Oh, thank you very much for tuning in. Now, here's the thing. Let's just face the reality on the table here. The cost of living is the reason why a lot of people are choosing not to get married. Because I can barely afford to rent a room. Now, to raise a family, I need a house. Not a room, a house. Now, a lot of families can barely afford to rent a flat. Buying a house is the wildest dream. So I think this, I'm not an economist, this is just the top of my head. Instead of hitting people with more tax, how about we just figure out what the real problem is? The real problem is the cost of living has gone through the roof. A lot of people in the 1980s, and this is just across the world, a lot of people in the 1970s and 80s, and actually, and going backwards, the thing is, one difference between the economies of yesteryear and the economies of today is that back then, people had the luxury, the economic environment was very friendly to someone getting married at the age of 20 and then, having 8 to 10 kids. Right now, having one is a serious hassle. Let alone 5. 8? That's a death sentence. That's an economic death sentence. So, the biggest problem here is not that people don't want to have kids. Yeah, you will find, there have always been people that didn't want to have kids. How do you explain people that are becoming nuns and priests? They just decide, you know what? I have this, hardware that the good Lord gave me to enjoy my life. I'm just going to punish myself by not using them. Yeah. Don't count me out of that one. The biggest problem here is the cost of living. It's not society, it's the economic model we have adopted. Now, the thing is, capitalism, the problem with capitalism is that, it doesn't have a growth limit. Each and every single year, board of directors are coming together to draw projections of how much they will increase their profit margin in this, in the next financial year. And, it's 8% this year. It's 8.5% percent next year. It's 9.5% the following year. And 20% after that. It's always going up. There is no limit. Now, the problem is we only have enough resources to sustain a certain growth limit. Not an unlimited one. We don't have unlimited lithium. There's a reason why they are called the rare earth metals, you idiots. Now, the problem with us is we are always, there's this nonsense of, if you know a guy who knows a guy who has a lot of money, you are most likely going to be exempted to many laws. Now, how do I put this? A bunch of rich people, a lot of rich people that I know, at least just by reading their biography, they don't have a lot of kids. How about, we just put the responsibility of having kids on people with a lot of money. And then those of us that are broke can just, stay single. And, get married when we participate in, Fish Road, Namdi Heist, Palapala Bank Robbery. Just anything that will give us money. But the problem is when a man participates into selling drought relief, food to make money, the anti-corruption shows up. Now, what the heck am I supposed to do? Live stream was a bad idea. I know I keep saying this, but one day this live stream is not going to be here. So please enjoy it now. So Here's the thing. I feel like if you look at, people will always figure out a loophole. Let me put it this way. When the government of Argentina back in the 1900s introduced the single tax to tax the heck out of people that were single because, well, they could not afford stuff. 1900s, some of them were just being single intentionally. They figured out a strategy where they were, okay, you know what, instead of butting heads, instead of men butting heads with women over marriage or some, or, you know, especially over economic policies and activities they had little to zero influence over, they decided to make up a business model of women, sometimes publicly rejecting men so they can prove to the government that, government, please don't tax me. Why? I'm really putting in the effort of getting married, but she rejected me. Now, look, if that's brought to Namibia, okay, look, I'm not paying that. And let me explain to you what am I going to do. I'm going to a parliament and ask one of those parliamentarians for her number because I know I don't stand a chance. The goal is for her to reject me flat. Then I'll go to court like, you see, my lord. Here's the thing. You see, this patience, Masua. I asked her out. She said no. Now, what am I supposed to do? And, you can, as long as that judge in that hearing is Judge Hengo, I don't trust Judge Nefemana. She'll be like, go and ask her again. That I saw that guy in the red line case. Terrible. But anyway, that guy will send you back to parliament every now and then to ask for a number until her honorable go like, oh, for the love of God. Okay, fine. It's 081. Come back tomorrow for the next 3 digits. By the end of this week, you'll hopefully have the whole, all 10 of them. Oh, dear Lord. But look, what you will see a bunch of guys doing, if that's introduced, is we will start hitting on people we don't stand a chance with. We know they are going to reject us, and then we'll use that as an excuse for not paying the tax. It's all fun and games until you ask someone you still, you think you don't stand a chance with, and she goes, sure, we can go. How the hell? Come on! You were supposed to say no. Yeah, no, but I've listened to your podcast. You're a very funny guy. I also like funny guys. Oh, but for the love of God, why? But look, here's the thing. Don't get me wrong, you're hot, but I'm doing this so I can stay out of this government tax. That's when your VIP is going to be like, you do realize I'm one of those people making the laws, right? Yeah, I know, but out here you're not a parliamentarian, you're a parliamentarian. In there, here you have just one smoking hot chick. Assuming she doesn't punch you in the face, then turn, make a 180-degree turn, and run for your life. Now, there will always be a way out, a way to sneak out of it. I'm still trying to figure out, apart from asking out someone who is out of your league so they can reject you, what other way can you get out of a conundrum like that? Please do call in and explain to me, let's just play around with this. If the single, if single tax was introduced in Namibia and you wanted to get out of it, how would you get out of it? I would get out of it by asking out someone who is way out of my league. Because I know that, chances of me being rejected are really high. Now, oh man, the list is very long. But what would you do? How would you get out of it? Let's take a quick break. We'll continue on the other side. And the line is 083-288-401. 083-288-401. Singuru taxi. It's how the Japanese guy I was listening to was pronouncing it. Single tax. Singuru taxi. Like, oh dear. Oh boy, boy oh boy.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ulio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushigifa oma akuro weo kupitira muhurike radio station weo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Welcome back. The time is 27 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And just a quick reminder for those of you that missed it, it's a comedy show. Now, in case you have a problem understanding, pardon me. In case you have a problem understanding the word, you have in case you have a problem understanding the word comedy, like other people I know, one of them is my dad. Still, explain to him what I do. He's like, "What do you do again?" Oh, then I say something funny, and then on the radio, and then people laugh at it, and then my boss, the guy that owns the radio, pays me money. Why? Well, because I say something funny. Okay. Like with real money that they pay you? Yes. Why? Like, okay. just need the money. And let's just leave it here. Some of these professions are not for, in Africa. So, let's how do I put this? Look. Who the heck invented money, though? Because at this point, I'm trying to wrap my mind around the whole thing. Because you need money to go to school. So you need the money to get a qualification. And then you use the qualification to get a job. So that job can give you money. What the heck? Or you could just be one of those self-made billionaires. Oh yeah, no, that's another story. No, it doesn't work. But, I really want to dive into that one, but that's a story for another day. Right now, I want to talk about, Africa. You see, Africa is this continent that is, that I like to make fun of. Why? It's because, it seems like everyone, Dwight and Helmut like to say that everyone has a plan for Africa except Africa. Everyone has a plan for Africa. African people, African resources, African land, African, pretty much African everything. But Africans themselves, they're just sitting there and chilling and trying to wait for, we have crossed our fingers and we are waiting for the Messiah to come and take us out of this political, more like economic problems. Okay, here's the thing. If you want to understand why China is a military power that it is now, you have to understand that China is the best example to figure out just how the real world works. The world does not... Okay, you can't make it in this world by begging your way through it. No, you can't. You will have to grind, like really hard, for you to make it. During the Opium Wars, China, you see, the Chinese government just, you know, the Chinese government was trying to just take care of its people. They decided to get all the opium that was being supplied into China by the British and the French, by the British and the French, to ban it because it was creating a lot of addiction problem in the Chinese society. Now, because that was a market for the British and the French, they did not, you know, they did not take banning of their products lightly. A sovereign government banned what you'd call classify today as illegal drugs, and two foreign governments, or three or ten of them, coming out of the Western world, decided to wage a literal war. Literal war that killed thousands, if not millions, of people so they can sell them drugs. So now you understand why China, emerging out of that, they decided, you know what? You can't negotiate your way out of this planet. Yes, negotiate when you have a military on standby, just in case the idiot you are negotiating with decide to flex their military muscles. At least you can defend yourself. Right now, China is a nuclear superpower. Right now, okay, maybe you can blame Iran for building nuclear weapons. And by the way, Iran's nuclear facility foundation was laid by the Americans and the Israelis. They were buddies back then. Well, before Iran decided to take, control of their resources, then they became terrorists. It has nothing to do with all that. It's about resources. Everything boils down to resources. Everything. I don't care if it's cocooned under the umbrella of human rights, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, Black Lives Matter, Africaners' Lives Matter. No, it's nothing to do with that. It's absolutely nothing to do. It's resources. Resource 101. The Chinese tried to negotiate their way out of the Opium War. They failed. Why? Because the French did not listen to anything, especially the French and the British. The British did not listen to, the Chinese did not, the British didn't listen to anything that was coming out of the Chinese government. Yes, they made a lot more sense. The Chinese government was basically saying, look, all the opium, can you just make any products? We are willing to, we are willing to buy any products, but not opium, guys, because this opium is causing a lot of addiction here, destroying the productivity of my country, because it's leading to a lot of people that are literally dying from this, from this product. After the Chinese government did that, and they literally banned some of the opium, the British, literally with armies, bombs, and guns, invaded China, and then toppled their government, replaced them with a chicken puppet, and kept selling their products, which led to even more addiction and more deaths. From that terrible example, you will see that, I think halfway through that, China realized that this world, be soft and strong all at the same time. Be soft and strong all at the same time. Yes. Negotiate, but make sure you have a strong military. Just in case the idiot you're negotiating with, comes up with a brilliant idea to flex their muscles, then you, at least you can, defend yourselves. Because the Opium Wars were brutal. Now, putting all that aside, I'm gonna bring us to Africa. One of those military guys running around the African continent is the gentleman known as General Langley, the head of U.S. AFRICOMAND. Now, U.S. AFRICOMAND is this Africa and U.S. joint military, congress Now, here's the thing. The headquarter of, you know, the headquarter of AFRICOM, the headquarter of AFRICOM is in Berlin. The headquarter of AFRICOM is in Berlin, Germany. The headquarter of an organization that is assuring Africa that will protect you militarily is halfway across the planet. Now, this is where I think a lot of African leaders will have to understand one thing. There is no empire that have ever walked this earth that didn't have an army. Not a single one. Not the Romans, not the Greeks, not the Medes and Persians, not the, not the Ottomans, while throwing the Turks, not the Mongols, nada. They all had a military. Our problem, I think, as an African continent is, we don't have a military arm. That's the problem with the United Nations. They don't have an army. So it's kind of difficult to enforce a law when you don't have an army. Now, having an army is both a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing in a way that it protects you, but it can easily be taken advantage of by a lot of opportunists within your own country by turning it into a cash cow. Because, the allegations coming out of Japan about the introduction of single tax from next year moving forward, one of the excuses that was, that is said to have been given by the government for such absurd tax, and because they said they're also going to raise a lot of taxes, this is an already taxed out environment, believe me. Now, the problem is, like, just what type of problem solving strategies are those? Now, here's the thing. One of the reasons they're giving for jacking up all the taxes is to increase budget, military spending. Oh dear. So take, for example, if Africa uniting militarily, in this very same way that you have the European Union, or more like the North Atlantic, guys like the NATO guys, that type of uniting, I agree with. But Africa uniting under one president, bad idea. First question, who the heck is that going to be? Paul Kagame, Cyril Ramaphosa, Netumbo Nandaitwa, who is this guy? This guy of Cameroon? That looks like, at this point, he may as well just be a president in the afterlife. Okay, that's uncalled for. But the point is, if you are waiting for a time where Africa will unite under one president, oh my God, the level of fantasy you are living through. That's never happening. Not a chance. And thank heavens, because that's a lot of power under one man. So, I like my country. I like it just, I want to interact with other African countries, but I like this country just like this. Look, you have to understand, if you look at the backstabbing that takes place in politics, you don't want it taking place on a continental level. Because, out of the 54 states in African continent, a bunch of them, every election, you have a lot of different political parties within each of these clusters we call countries. You have a bunch of political parties fighting for leadership. Now, break down the borders and take that to a continental level. All those political parties coming, now at this point, if you break down all the borders, all these countries are going to become, take for example, states. All your presidents are going to become governors. Where is the president going to be? And can you imagine the power that that president is going to have? Nope. like, look, I'm one of those people that gets my Pan-Africanist, friends pissed a lot. Because every time they bring up the discussion of Africa under, as one country under one president, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Because my first question is, who is it going to be? Museveni? Who is it going to be? Those guys in Equatorial Guinea? Now, my problem with most of these guys is, the father is the president, the prime minister is the son, or the vice president is the uncle, the vice president is the son, the head of the army in Uganda is the president's son. Now, I'm not saying it's nepotism. All I'm saying is, really? That being an accident, I don't know if it was, was an accident. I'm just saying. And especially, a lot of stories coming out of Equatorial Guinea. One thing that you see is, now, imagine that guy that went viral last year. The one that slept with the wives of half the parliamentarians of his country. And those wives went viral really fast. Man, the internet is brutal. You should have seen how people were joining Telegram, because a lot of platforms have some type of explicit content regulations in place. Oh, Telegram is anything goes. You see, back then, before Telegram, things like that is what we usually found on the dark. We usually had to scour the dark web to find it. But someone was like, you know what? I think it was a Russian guy decided, you know what? Let's come up with something called Telegram. So they invented that. Oh boy, oh boy. Okay. I still need therapy for a bunch of things I saw on that video. No, I'm good. I'm so good. Well, for one, I didn't tell them to make it. That's on them. Moving on. Africa getting an army. Uniting in terms of security or military agreement. That one I can support. But Africa becoming, one country. Yeah, count me out of that. First of all, that's never going to happen. Not in a million years. Because just picture a lot of these political parties in one country. Make that a continental thing. Oh no, you are not, look, that's never going to happen. Because the political butt-heading is going to be way too much. Now imagine the corruption. Just imagine the corruption. Take all the corruption stories that's taking place in different countries in the world, combine them together, and you see the magnitude. Why am I saying everyone has a plan for Africa, but Africa itself? Well, Eagle FM, Namibia, comes to you with that. The U.S. State Department senior official for African Affairs, Troy Fidrell, has announced that the Trump administration plans to host a summit for African leaders this year in order to shift its relationship with the continent to counter China. That's the language that's missing in that article, to counter China. One of my favorite is it quote or adages that when all you have is hammer, you think everything is a nail. That's what's going on with Western countries. For a very long time, their way of getting resources was to, storm in a country in the name of civilizing and spreading the word of God. And then stealing the resources. They did that for about, 500 years? The French did it, the British did, the Americans. Now they have lost their arts of negotiating.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Now, well, trade, not aid, a slogan we have seen through, thrown around for years is now truly our policy for Africa. Really? This is the reason why I'm an advocate of developing character. Now, I say developing character, now I, developing character, more like, yeah, developing a strong character, like, having some kind of emotional firewalls, because this whole nonsense of everything that people say, I'm offended. My brother, my sister. First of all, look on the planet you live on. Everything wants to kill you. So, you can't afford to be soft. I'm not saying run around offending people, but I'm not an advocate of trying to police people's speeches. No. I say, when you get insulted, insult back, or just develop a thick skin that can take the insults. Because at some point, people are gonna insult you. Now, a lot of things, and by the way, people are going to offend you whether you like it or not. We have been offending each other all throughout history. So, being offended, that's going to take place whether you like it or not. I work in the media, believe me. I have been on the receiving end of being offended by people just writing a lot of nonsense about you. Now, here's the thing. Now, the reason, you see, the reason why I'm pointing that out is, on the it takes us back to the negotiating part. You know, reputation, doing something over and over again, gives you the best ways to do it. Now, a lot of Western countries have always, every time they want resources, they have always, their art have been invade the country and then steal the resources. But now it's a, like, that way of getting resources is, growing old because, well, the whole world is going to be criticizing you. Now, how do you get the resources nowadays? Negotiating. Now, the thing is, Westerners don't know how to negotiate. Now, again, not because they don't want, not because they literally don't know how to negotiate. It's just that a lot of people that are in high positions in most Western countries are military guys. You don't send military guys to do a diplomatic job. They will just be there, guy. They'll just show up guns blazing because that's what they are trained to do. You can't blame them. The army is not trained to show up and start negotiating. They show up, they trigger happy. Now, the reason why I'm saying they, it's not that they literally don't know how to negotiate is because most of the political analysts that I follow are coming out of the Western world. Noam Chomsky and Mearsheimer and Richard Wolff. And you have Ian Pepe, and you have Norman Finkelstein. All these guys, if you just Jeffrey Sachs, put Jeffrey Sachs in there. All these guys, if you just make a think tank of just these five guys, they will negotiate their way in and out of any situation, militarily, especially economically. Now. Well, here's the problem. None of these guys is in a government position where they are allowed to negotiate. Donald Trump is the president, people. Like, don't get me wrong, he's a billionaire. What that shows me is that, Donald Trump and Elon Musk are billionaires. They are very good at negotiating for their personal interests, not for the good of everyone. That's the problem. So, trade, not aid, a slogan we have seen thrown around for years, is now truly our policy for Africa. Why now? It's because there is a competition. That competition is called China. Now, moving on. A shift I know you have long sought. Well, at least you know we've so long sought. One that I'm committed to, liar, to strengthening. That's coming from the State Department senior official on for African affairs. Nice. In a speech at an American Chamber of Commerce at Commerce event in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, aka Ivory Coast. In a separate event, Fitrell said commerce, migration, and peace would be Washington's priorities in its relationship with Africa. Peace, my behind. Okay. And then homeboy or homegirl went on to, never know with Westerners, it did not provide further details, of course, on the proposed summit. And last time US-Africa leader summit was hosted by Joe Biden back in 2022. Now, I did not like that by one bit. First, there was a US-Africa summit. Okay, first there was a Russia-Africa summit, US-Africa summit, India-Africa summit, and believe it or not, Italy-Africa summit. Italy-Africa summit. Now, that Italy-Africa summit was my favorite in a way that I think he was an AU commission at the time, Musa Faki Mahamat. Homeboy attended that summit and he said, he said to Western politicians that you guys must start following your words with your actions. In other words, we don't want you to just keep talking. We want you to, to talk and show the practicality of your words. Wait a second. That was coming from a politician going to a politician. Well, he's a politician in this country. I'm sure he makes more promises than he can keep. The fact that he flew halfway across the world to complain, to tell people to stop the things that he was exactly doing in his country, made me go like, oh boy, oh man. I mean, as a comedian, I like things like this, but sometimes it gets a little too painful to watch. So, fasten your seatbelt, Africans. There seems to be another US-Africa summit coming up. And, you bet it's going to be held in Washington. Because ain't no way in heaven is Donald Trump flying here. If it's happening here, he's sending one of those, low-level officials, like, who's that one? Senior Africa official. There's no title. Senior official for African affairs, something no one have ever heard of. Throw it there. Everyone has a plan for Africa except Africans. Africans, both the people and the leaders, at least most of them, they are just sitting there waiting for foreign direct investors. Translation, they are waiting for politicians and multinational corporations that have stolen a lot of money from their citizens to come and invest it here. It's money laundering. It's investment. At least that's, if you want to be politically correct, it's investment. If you don't want to be politically correct, which is why one thing I enjoy about being a comedian, it's called money stealing and money laundering. It's not rocket science. You steal it from there and then invest it from there. This is one thing I like about Western politicians. They steal money from their people and then they buy refineries in Africa. African leaders steal money from their people and buy aeroplanes. that requires on the expertise of servicing and parts from the very same people they borrowed the money from. I mean, just how dumb can you be? But hey, that's us. Other politicians outside Africa steal money from their people and come here and start businesses. African politicians or steal money from here, go out there and buy cars that they bring here. And then when every time those cars break, they put it on a plane and send it back to France for servicing. And the mechanic is in France, the service and the parts and everything is in France. So the, you know, so all the job creation around the servicing of this car and the parts, everything is based outside of Africa. Can you believe we call these guys honorables? Unbelievable. Dishonorable would have been a brilliant idea, but I'm not, you know, it's just a suggestion. And oh, it's not just them, by the way. It's us too. You know, the consumers. You know. If you want to sell something, you know, if you want to sell something to, if you want to sell something to Africans, give it a foreign name. I'll give you an example. Take chocolate, for example. I'm one of those guys that try their level best to be romantic. My God, that is difficult. Later, not to mention expensive. Date. $500 for a plate of food. What's on that plate? Holy Spirit? But look, chocolate, for example, is one biggest product that I think South, you know, Africa should be like the African Union should have set with Ivory Coast and Ghana on that one. The biggest supplier of cocoa that feeds the entire, you know, about 50 to 60% of the chocolate, of the chocolate industry across the planet. They source their chocolate from Ivory Coast and Ghana. They are both African countries. But the five major chocolate makers on the planet, none of them are based on the African continent. One that I know you have, Nestle, Swiss. Mars is that's, I think it's either Swiss or Nestle. By the way, Ferrero Rocher, Raffaello, Italian. You're welcome. What's the difference? You see, they have Italian names. Everyone goes, now, can you imagine calling any of those products an African name? Everyone will be like, oh, what's that? That's an African, by the way, going, oh, what's that? I can't pronounce that. But they can pronounce Ferrero Rocher. Say what? Ferrero Rocher. Why does that sound like a combination of Spanish and, not Spanish, French and, French and Italian. Look, I just eat the stuff. I'm not Googling, you know, someone's... Okay, I have. But, you see, at this point, we may, that's why I always propose that if you want to send, you know, if you want to send someone to jail, don't tell them you are going to prison. Now, they will start crying. Just tell them that you are going to prison. They will think it's a vacation because of the French accent. You know, until they find themselves that, you know, for the entire duration that they'll be behind bars, they won't be allowed to pick a soap. You pick a soap, then bam! Oh dear. Now you know why I'm a law-abiding citizen. So you have your African leaders there, you know, let's just, okay, just one thing to point out before I sound, before I run away. You know, one, Queen Elizabeth died and all your leaders have to attend her funeral. I don't think that was optional because they are coming from Commonwealth countries. Commonwealth. What the heck? Commonwealth, more like common poverty, but anyway, uncommon wealth, but very common poverty. The leaders of the countries that attended the event, the one thing they had in common was, at least their people, I mean, the leaders themselves are loaded. Them and their family members are loaded. But their people are very drowning in poverty. Those guys were shoved on a bus. Now on Victory Day, the president of Russia decided to send a whole different message by sending a private plane, highly customized, with military fighter jet escort to come and pick up one African president. Private jet military escort.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.africa/Namibia or branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Yeah, two events. Oh dear. And my favorite part is your leader sat in that bus and they were smiling. Like, oh dear. Boy, oh boy. You have two friends. One of them shoves you on a bus. The other sends a private jet for one of you. VIP jet with military fighter jet escort. Okay. Look, at this point, if I was one of those leaders that were on the bus, I would have called, you know, I would have called the UK and went like, just what the actual heck did you guys do that? Well, first of all, you already got on the bus. Now, they, you see, this is one thing I like about, about the Russians and the Qatari. They value relationship. Well, the Qatari just made a customized, how do I put this, a flying palace for the US president as a free gift. Free gift. Oh, but by the way, nothing is free. That food that you are eating on a date, oh no, it's not free. Believe me, it's not. One or another, you're paying for it. Also, but nothing is free. Now, as a guy, if I was taken by a hot girl on a date, and she's paying, and she's telling me you're paying for it or not, as long as I'm not dying, as long as the payment is what I have in mind, okay, I'll be like, Lord, thank you. But the thing is, these two events of your leaders being shoved on a bus, and then the VIP treatment that Ibrahim Traoré received in Moscow during Victory Day, is both from travel. You can imagine homeboy was like, okay, fine. Well, thank you very much for the invitation, President Putin. I will show up. Let me just see if I can get my transport arrangements in place. And Putin was like, nah, relax, I got that covered. Are you sure? You can imagine, Ibrahim Traoré was maybe expecting, him to maybe subsidize his travel. Homeboy was like, oh no. And by the way, maybe one of the reasons why, you know how Elon Musk is rich? Yeah, well, Putin is richer. Like literally richer than Elon Musk. He knows it. Now, here's the thing. I think it's understandable. It's understandable. So in a way, it goes to just ask two questions. How rich are these guys in the EU? Oh, okay, I know they're loaded. Maybe they just don't care. 4 minutes past the hour of 11. Yours truly here now have to go. Now that I have started the flames for your African leaders. Morning, France.
Morning. 100. 200.
I'm forgetting you also from Zambezi. And, you know. Kavango and Zambezi, Africans is not, at least most of us. Africans is not our strong suit.
But Kavangos are better when it comes to
I think
a lot of you speak Afrikaans as compared to us.
Yeah, there are a few Afrikaans schools, I think, that still teach Afrikaans somewhere in Arundu. You can find. Do you have any in Zambezi?
Private schools, maybe.
Same with Rundu. But you know, one thing I like about my Afrikaans is because, well, I don't like, I like Afrikaans. I don't know the language, so I get to break it. And for some odd reason, people find it funny.
Yeah, there was a time I was
which I'm enjoying.
And my, you see, my mother put me into problem. She said I know all the languages.
Oh dear.
Speak all the languages. Huh? And then they needed somebody to explain in Afrikaans what. To one, I think it is a colored lady. Yeah, I was called there.
They called you to speak to a colored Africans?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
My mother put me into problem. Apparently, I speak all the languages.
Okay, look, I would have just picked up. Was it over the phone?
No.
Okay, first of all, two things. One, it's sucked to be you. Two. But, you know, it really sucked to be you. Now, here's what I would have done.
No, but Afrikaans...
Don't say it's easy.
I can speak, but not fluent.
Yeah.
So I was speaking, and to them, that was a language. So the other time they called me, there was a lady that was from Angola that was working in the house. Now they needed to agree on how they are going to pay her. And my mother hooked me up again. Apparently, I speak Portuguese.
Your mother has a lot of faith in you.
So I went there and I broke Portuguese that day into pieces.
Okay, here's one thing I know. Ekeni Afrikaans pratni. Now, and after that statement, I'm out of that house. And if it's Portuguese, okay, how do you say it? You don't know how to speak for Portuguese.
Eu não falo português.
Eu não falo português.
Eu não falo português.
And how do you say bye-bye in Portuguese?
Bye-bye in Portuguese, like, I forgot.
Yeah, okay, fine. She will understand. Oh, he will. And I'll just say goodbye.
Oh, I'm almost spoke Portuguese. Yeah. Almost.
Almost. Oh, yeah. All right. 8 minutes past the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you have tuned in at the end of Mind the Gap with Helmut and the beginning of Sizwe Masalitso with France. Are you flying solo today?
Yeah.
Right. So this is where I park the bus. We meet again tomorrow, same time, same place on Eagle FM. Y'all have a good one. Please do stay tuned for the next program.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Handay at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always Paratus. Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Handay at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Yeah, two events.
Oh dear.
And my favorite part is your leader sat in that bus and they were smiling. Like, oh dear. Boy, oh boy. You have two friends. One of them shoves you on a bus. The other sends a private jet for one of you. VIP jet with military fighter jet escort. Okay. Look, at this point, if I was one of those leaders that were on the bus, I would have called, you know, I would have called the UK and went like, just what the actual heck did you guys do that? Well, first of all, you already got on the bus. Now, this is one thing I like about the Russians and the Qatari. They value relationship. Well, the Qatari just made a customized, how do I put this, a flying palace for the US president as a free gift. Free gift. Oh, but by the way, nothing is free. That food that you are eating on a date, oh no, it's not free. Believe me, it's not. One or another, you're paying for it. Also, but nothing is free. Now, as a guy, if I was taken by a hot girl on a date, and she's paying, and she's telling me you're paying for it or not, as long as I'm not dying, as long as the payment is what I have in mind, okay, I'll be like, Lord, thank you. But the thing is, these two events of your leaders being shoved on a bus, and then the VIP treatment that Ibrahim Traoré received in Moscow during Victory Day, is both from travel. You can imagine homeboy was like, okay, fine. Well, thank you very much for the invitation, President Putin. I will show up. Let me just see if I can get my transport arrangements in place. And Putin was like, nah, relax, I got that covered. Are you sure? You can imagine, Ibrahim Traoré was maybe expecting, him to maybe subsidize his travel. Homeboy was like, oh no. And by the way, maybe one of the reasons why, you know how Elon Musk is rich? Yeah, well, Putin is richer. Like literally richer than Elon Musk. He knows it. Now, here's the thing. I think it's understandable. It's understandable. So in a way, it goes to just ask two questions. How rich are these guys in the EU? Oh, okay, I know they're loaded. Maybe they just don't care. 4 minutes past the hour of 11. Yours truly here now have to go. Now that I have started the flames for your African leaders. Morning, France.
Morning. 100. 200.
I'm forgetting you also from Zambezi. And, you know. Kavango and Zambezi, Africans is not, at least most of us.
Kavangos are better when it comes to.
I think
a lot of you speak Afrikaans as compared to us.
There are a few Afrikaans schools, I think, that still teach Afrikaans somewhere in Arundu. You can find. Do you have any in Zambezi?
Private schools, maybe.
Same with Rundu. But one thing I like about my Afrikaans is I like Afrikaans. I don't know the language, so I get to break it. And for some odd reason, people find it funny.
Yeah, there was a time
I'm enjoying.
And you see, my mother put me into problem. He said, I know all the languages. Oh, dear. I speak all the languages. Huh? And then they needed somebody to explain in Afrikaans what... To one, I think it is a colored lady. Yeah, I was called there.
They called you to speak to a colored Africans?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
My mother put me into problem. Apparently, I speak all the languages.
I would have just picked up. Was it over the phone?
No.
Come on. Okay, first of all, two things. One, it's actually to be you. Two. It really sucked to be you. Now, here's what I would have done.
No, but Afrikaans...
Don't say it's easy.
I can speak, but not fluent.
Yeah.
I was speaking, and to them, that was a language. So the other time they called me, there was a lady that was from Angola that was working in the house. Now they needed to agree on how they are going to pay her. And my mother hooked me up again. Apparently, I speak Portuguese.
Your mother has a lot of faith in you.
So I went there and I broke Portuguese that day into pieces.
Okay, here's one thing I know. Ekeni Afrikaans pratni. Now, and after that statement, I'm out of that house. And if it's Portuguese, okay, how do you say it? You don't know how to speak for Portuguese.
Eu não falo português.
Eu não falo português.
Eu não falo português.
And how do you say bye-bye in Portuguese?
Bye-bye in Portuguese, like, I forgot.
Okay, fine. She will understand. Oh, he will. And I'll just say goodbye.
I'm almost spoke Portuguese. Yeah. Almost.
Almost. Oh, yeah. All right. 8 minutes past the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you have tuned in at the end of Mind the Gap with Helmut and the beginning of Sizwe Masalitso with France. Are you flying solo today?
Yeah.
Right. So this is where I park the bus. We meet again tomorrow, same time, same place on Eagle FM. Y'all have a good one. Please do stay tuned for the next program.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.